Cass City takes over. So quite the ball game over there in Cass City.
McDaniel keeps it for himself, sheds a tackler at midfield. He's all the way down to the Deckerville 40-yard line before a group of maroon jerseys brings him down. Started that one at the 38-yard line, finally brought down to the 40 by Cruz Ibar out of the secondary. A nice 22-yard run for the starting quarterback, Connor McDaniel, flips the field, first and 10 from the Deckerville 40-yard line.
And longest run of the day for Lawrence, and definitely their most athletic player, Connor McDaniel, on this team. And Lewis Reyna now back at running back, and he's going to be stuffed in the backfield.
A quick handoff from McDaniel, and Deckerville was all over that one. Curtis Vogel, the guard and kicker for this team, brings him down in the backfield for a 2-yard loss. Second down, 12 to go, 3.5 to play in the third.
And good job by that defense. Vogel getting back in on the action for a tackle for loss. And Lawrence now trying to get things figured out here as they get the call from the sideline. With McDaniel in the backfield, and then Reyna now running that motion running back spot. And we'll see if McDaniel decides to throw the ball here at all or hand it off to Reyna.
Second down and 12, and it's going to be McDaniel on the keeper, and he breaks free of his first tackle, runs over his second defender, and he's still on his feet at the 30-yard line. A nice hard run for McDaniel, finally brought down by Ibarra in the secondary again. This will be a 13-yard gain for McDaniel in another new set of downs.
Yeah, and a hard run by McDaniel, but poor tackling by the Deckerville defense as they had a couple guys who had a chance to get him for short gains, and he just refused to be tackled and leaving Deckerville Eagle defenders laying behind him. McDaniel now getting a little momentum in that Lawrence offense.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line of Deckerville. McDaniel in trouble. Has to let this one fly the last second before he's being brought down. Pass was intended for Amelia Zapata. Incomplete. Second down, 10 to go. Clock continues to roll as it's a running clock.
Yeah, Travis Trigger got into the backfield quickly. Looked like he was virtually untouched coming into the backfield. And McDaniel did all he did to kind of shimmy a little bit to keep Trigger off of him. And he delivers the ball very quickly and a little low and just out of the reach of Zapata. Incomplete pass.
Morris leads Mayville at halftime 16-6. And it's the end of the third quarter of that Upley-Cass City game. Now Cass City leading 22-16. McDaniel on the keeper on second down and 10. Deckerville runs him down all the way down to the near sideline. And all of that running for a 1-yard gain as Cole Rumsick's there was to cut off the corner for him. Third down and 9 for Connor McDaniel and the Tigers.
Yeah, what a great play there. McDaniel trying to turn on the Jets, getting to the sideline, but Cole Rumsick took a good angle, makes the tackle, and now brings up third and long for Lawrence.
Lakers in the lead, Sandusky 24-14 after Preston Warren with a 6-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion was good. Thanks to Thumb Tailgater Sports for that update. Third down and 9 for McDaniel and the Tigers. He's going to keep it for himself around the left end. Comes down to the near sideline, and he's forced out of bounds and comes about 3 inches close to our microphone there at the 24-yard line, brought down by Kenton Bowerman out of bounds. A 5-yard gain, fourth down, and 5 to go.
Yeah, nice gain there by Lawrence, but bringing up fourth down, again, maybe a long 4 yards to go. They have now have cut that in half. Now they have an opportunity to get a first down here, but the end of the third quarter coming up on them very quickly here.
Just 40 seconds remain in this third quarter. Running clock, Deckerville 46, Lawrence still scoreless. Fourth and 5, McDaniel in the shotgun, receiver wide each way. Here comes the pressure, and this one's incomplete. Pass was intended on the quick slant to Reyna. This one falls incomplete, and Deckerville with a turnover of downs stops him on fourth down.
And Cole Rumsick and Travis Trigger in the backfield again. No time at all for McDaniel to set his feet and throw the ball. These receivers have very little time to get open. And the Deckerville defense forces yet another turnover here as we end the third quarter.
End of three quarters. It's Deckerville still 46. Lawrence nothing. Deckerville puts 8 more points on in the third quarter right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
It's back to school time, and now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back to school specials. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone at Thumb Cellular. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are all free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their new hot phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, all at back-to-school savings. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular!
To the fourth quarter from Deckerville, Michigan, with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Sam Capelin on the WLW Sports Network. Our director of on-site catering and ancillary services, Sam Capelin, tonight filling in for Kayla O'Neill. And fourth down, fourth quarter here in a running clock as Deckerville takes over on downs at their own 25-yard line. And this is a hand run right up the gut to number six, Isaac Kineth, actually going to keep in the keeper. And excuse me, number 41. Brendan Hanley. I'm looking down again. I need to watch the game, actually, if I want to call this thing.
That would probably help a little
6 bit. 6-yard gain. I know that much. It's a second down, four to go from the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Cruz Ibarra fakes a pitch out to the left in the direct quick handoff to the fullback. Hanley, as he goes up the right side and gets a good 6 yards again on first down, bringing up second down and manageable.
Second down, five, I formation. Kineth hands off to Ibarra. Cross has the first down. He's at midfield.
Out, folks,
has no one in front of him. To the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Deckerville. Cruz Ibarra with a huge run all the way for 70 yards in for the score. 10:55 left in the fourth quarter. It is now 52-0 Deckerville.
And he cruises into the end zone. No pun intended. He is quick, boys. He gets through that defensive line, makes one quick cut, leaves the safety in, just leaves him right there in his spot, blows his shoes right out of him, and Cruz Ibarra off to the races into the end zone again for Deckerville as they go up now 52-0 here at home. And that's got to put him over the 200-yard mark. Heck, he's almost at 250 yards now on the night for Cruz Ibarra.
20 carries, 246 yards, three rushing touchdowns, and one passing touchdown
receiving touchdown
for him as well. So big night for Cruz Ibarra. Two-point conversion upcoming. It's going to be kind of rolling to his right, looking to pass, has no one there, rolls to his left, and this looks like Tecmo Super Bowl as now he throws it at the goal line in for the score. Completion to Cole Rumzik, but we have a hold against Deckerville, so that negates that completion, and we'll replay this two-point conversion.
That's exactly what it is, Clark, as they're going to reset the football now at the 12-yard line.
Not much atmosphere.
See if Deckerville can do it again.
Vassar leading Brown City 27-8, 4:12 left in the third quarter, of course. Cass City leading Ubley in Cass City at the end of the third quarter, 22-16. Last we heard at the half, Harbor Beach and Beaverton in a close one, and that one was 7-6 Beaverton.
7-6, that's right.
Morris leading Mayville.
28-6 now, Clark.
Okay.
In the third quarter.
I formation, two-point conversion coming up here for Deckerville. It's a pitch out to the right to Cole Rumzik. Takes his defender on head-on, and he's going to be brought down to the 12-yard line. Two-point conversion is no good. So the score is now 52-0, a all-time running clock now for Deckerville. Right here on the WLW Sports Network, we'll return in 35 seconds.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck, whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000. Like this 2008 Saturn Aura XE, four-door sedan, local trade with 3.5-liter V6 engine and four-speed automatic transmission. Equipped with sunroof, AM, FM, CD, Sirius XM, and input jack sound system. Priced at only $5,900, see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
You're listening to the W.